Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Who is this?
Kathy Asher.
Hey, Kathy, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm very well as well. Where are you from, Kathy?
I'm from Essex Fells, New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey, my home state.
Yes. Not about, mine.
Not yours?
No.
Oh, you were brought there against your will, no doubt.
Exactly. Just to raise my children.
I understand. Kathy, welcome to the show. Corey Flintoff right here is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll win Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Here is your first limerick.
At the gym, people skip, jump, and hop. But that's not what I do till I drop. At 2 miles per spree, well-paid experts agree, I can also lose weight when I...
Bop.
When you bop.
No.
When you bop till you drop?
When you...
Let's hear that limerick one more time.
At the gym, people skip, jump, and hop. But that's not what I do till I drop. At 2 miles per spree, well-paid experts agree, I can also lose weight when I...
Stop.
Not stop.
No.
It's an activity. The hint is, what does one do when till one
spree,
drops traditionally?
One kind of spree?
Yes. Any ideas?
No.
How about, I'll give it to you, it is shop.
Oh.
Shop till you drop. You can also lose weight when you shop. According to a new survey out of Britain, when you give your credit card a workout, you're getting one too. The average woman, it turns out, burns more than 12,000 calories a year shopping. It's not even including the extra calories you burn using your mixed martial arts skills at the Filene's basement sale. Surprisingly, men do not reap the same rewards from shopping. They only burn an average of about 9,000 calories a year doing that. The researchers say this is because men score low on stamina while shopping. They don't do it as long. But also because you don't exert a lot of energy waiting next to the dressing rooms praying for your own death. It's not an aerobic workout, Corey. All right, we have two more chances. We'll get these. Here is your next limerick.
As we beachgoers lay on our perch, God peddlers come out of their lurch. Our fun in the sun is invaded by nuns. They just got an inflatable.
Something with nuns that rhymes with lurch.
Something with nuns in it that rhymes
with
lurch.
Naked with rosary beads.
Church?
Church, yeah. Yes! God knows how many people have faced the stark choice between eternal salvation and a tan. So a Catholic group in the Italian Adriatic coast has reconciled the sinners with an inflatable beach church. The 98-foot-long blow-up church won't host a mass, but sunbathers can attend activities such as confession, saying the rosary, singing Marco Polo, and the ever-popular nun and priest chicken fights. Organizers are hopeful that this bouncy church will be a success. Unlike their last attempt, this is true. An inflatable church set up in the island of Sardinia blew away in the strong wind. True fact. Then there was a late lamented Cathedral of Saint-Tropez, an inflatable structure there on the beach that got hit by a stray frisbee and was last seen flying out over the Mediterranean making a rude noise.
Sea turtles often eat them.
Yes, bad, bad. Don't throw your church in the ocean. All right. It's very exciting. A little drama in the Listener Limerick Challenge this week. Get this last limerick, you will be a winner. Here it is.
In the morning, when dawn is just breaking, with mere sound I am hard to awaken. So I've got an alarm with olfactory charms. See, it fries up some slices of...
bacon.
Yes, bacon!
My kids would have been so bummed if I hadn't gotten it early.
The problem, you see, for alarm clock designers isn't waking people up. That's easy. The problem is making them want to get out of bed. So we're pleased to tell you about the new Waken Bacon alarm clock. You just put strips of frozen bacon in the Waken Bacon tray at night, 10 minutes before the alarm is due to go off in the morning. Two halogen lamps get busy cooking your strips of hickory smoked sin, releasing the aroma into the air. And then, of course, you'll be woken up easily and painlessly by your dogs as they climb over your face to eat your alarm clock.
If you wanted extra crispy, just hit the snooze button.
Yeah, exactly. Corey, how did Kathy do in our quiz?
Kathy Asher got 2 right and wins Carl Castle's voice.
Well done, Kathy.
Right.
Good. Great.
Congratulations.
Well done. Congratulations.
This crowd was pulling for Kathy Asher.
They were. Kathy, congratulations.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.